Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
You like that? You like that?
Football.
Hey, welcome into Purple Daily. This is sort of a bonus emergency episode. Not because there's breaking news, gentlemen, which would be amazing too if the Vikings like traded for Orlando Brown Jr., which oh, they still could. Mm-hmm. Mackie, Judd, Declan, Purple Daily presented by our friends at TCL TVs. TCL, enjoy more of what you love with TCL. But it's an emergency episode because of what Pete Prisco has posted for his latest mock draft on CBS Sports.
I want a mock!
Mock!
And it is, let's just say, we're gonna go through this in a second. If this happened, I think people would freak one way or the other. Like, would you agree that if, and we're going to get to it, but if this happened, that it would create more, like, consternation, elation, discussion.
This would cause people to freak inside and outside of TCO Performance Center. Let's just put it that way.
Yes. Okay. So let's do it. An emergency bonus midweek mock episode here of Purple Daily. I'll pop this on the screen for the YouTube audience. Please click the subscribe button if you are watching on YouTube. Daily Vikings Entertainment in your feed. You can also find the audio version of this on ScoreNorth.com, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you find podcasts. All right, boys, let's go through it. This is Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, and his mock draft, starting with pick number one. Not surprisingly, Trevor Lawrence to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bold move.
Yeah. Keep going.
Zach Wilson to the Jets, number two.
Just another mock draft. Mm-hmm. Nothing to see in this one.
Okay. Oh. Justin Fields to the San Francisco 49ers.
You know what? Yeah, I sort of like that.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, pick number four, Kyle Pitts, tight end to Atlanta.
Declan's guy. Declan's guy, Kyle
Pitts.
Not going
number one overall, to be honest. You know, I'm surprised a little bit.
I kind of love this because, like, a lot of people think, oh, you got to find Matt Ryan's replacement. But if three quarterbacks come off the board and you're like, I don't know, we could just, like, Matt Ryan's still pretty good. We could just add a big play 6'6" beast at tight end and have him join Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, as Pete Prisco says. All right, pick number five, Penei Sewell.
No shocker so far.
Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver to Miami.
Yeah,
pick seven, Devontae Smith, who's now on here it says 175. He actually checks out at 166 according to the NFL data that was just sent out. So he could fall.
What's
the
secret?
Pick number.
What's his diet? Hey, Devontae, if you like podcasts, can you help me out? Send me your diet.
It's called not sitting on the couch all day, I think.
Oh, that's a bad diet.
Man.
Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle from Northwestern to the Panthers. Micah Parsons. So this is our first defensive player here, I believe. Micah Parsons to the Broncos.
That's high.
There's one guy falling that's slightly surprising right now.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys. That seems to be one of the most common matchups in terms of mock drafts. Like almost everyone has Patrick Surtain going to the Cowboys.
Yes.
Jalen Waddle going to the Giants. Little weapon for Danny Dimes up there in New York.
I love that name.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
All right. Eagles taking J.C. Horn, the cornerback from South Carolina.
Zim loves J.C. Horn. Right, I guarantee you.
Interesting here. Okay, Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle to the Chargers.
Chargers.
At 13.
Elijah Vera Tucker all right, still there.
So you're sitting here, you got Elijah Vera Tucker, you got Christian Barmore. By the way, the running tally of all the mocks we've presented on this show, Elijah Vera Tucker has gone 6 times to the Vikings, Christian Barmore 5, Darrisaw, who's off the board now 4 times, Quiddy Pay is still here, he's been mocked to the Vikings 3 times, Jalen Phillips has been mocked twice to the Vikings, and he's still on the board. So all these guys are still on the board for...
Okay.
Yep.
The Vikings.
And right now, Zim is saying, Quiddy Pay. And Kirk at this point calls Rick and he says, no, Elijah Vera Tucker, help me out, right? Like Kirk is saying, no, screw Zim. Give me my guy for protection. And so now you got a decision to make.
All right. Do you take a pass rusher to please Zim, or do you take an offensive lineman to please Kirk Cousins? Or do you say to both of those? And instead take Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
Oh, wow.
I am the game.
Oh, my God.
Pete Prisco says they are set with Kirk Cousins for this year, but he has a huge cap hit next season. Lance will need time to sit and learn, which is why this would make sense. Could also go tackle here, he says.
He just throws it in. I like how he's like, I want to go tackle.
Could also go tackle.
I just have one of the biggest surprises in the draft with Trey Lance falling to 14, but they also could take a tackle.
Yeah, by the way, they could completely implode their entire organizational setup right now and send Kirk Cousins packing. All right, or they could take a tackle.
Could also go kicker here. SEC kicker is available right here. Could also go kicker.
All right, so real quick, let's just buzz through a couple more here. So the Patriots taking Mac Jones at 15.
Of course. Yep.
And then you've got Zaven Collins, linebacker from Tulsa, going to the Cardinals, into Elijah Vera Tucker to the Raiders.
Raiders.
Jalen Phillips Raiders. To the Dolphins, et cetera. So, okay, how would you guys feel if Trey Lance fell and the Vikings, instead of trading back, instead of trading with the Patriots or with Washington or somebody else, They just say, all right, screw it. This ain't going to help us for 2021, and we aren't even guaranteed to be around in 2022.
Yeah.
But it's the right thing for the future of the franchise to get a mobile, young, high-upside quarterback.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
And he's fallen to 14 at that point in time, so you're like, oh, my God, he's falling. You got teams calling you. If the Vikings – so if the Pete Prisco draft, mock draft is correct, my first feeling would be mad respect for the Vikings to have taken a guy. Because, Phil, you're exactly right. I mean, Zim would be no doubt apoplectic, right? Like, you got to take defense. Give me help. And Rick's like, calm down. Trey Lance has fallen to 14. We're taking him. I think I would respect it because at 14... I mean, the potential value there, right? And he can sit, which is great. He can sit. I mean, if you've seen enough to decide that Trey Lance has the capability to be the long-term answer for the Vikings at QB, one, I respect that. And two, here's the second thing. So here's the potential equation here that could be at work. If this were to take place, and I know that the odds are very low, okay? But think of it this way. Would that not be the ultimate move from Rick severing himself from Zim, potentially? Because what Rick would tell the Wilfs is, you can't fire me. I took our quarterback of the future. I'm going to hire an offensive coach in 2022. He's going to develop this kid. I think that it wouldn't be... I don't think that it would be a gutsy call in Rick being potentially making a move thinking I'm gone. I think it would be Rick saying, you know what, Mike, it's been fun. You're a defensive guy. I have given you a ton of help, which he has now, to potentially rebuild the defense. But I'm going to pivot now, and I'm going to take a quarterback who I like because I think that there's a good chance we'll fire you, and I will stick around to see the next coach develop Trey Lance.
Yeah. I mean, there's almost no way Mike Zimmer would be on board with this, right?
No.
No.
Am I over-projecting that? Like, there's no way he would be on board with
this. You're correct. I agree completely.
And then he would say, listen, all right, if we're doing this, then no matter what happens this year, you can't fire me. Like, obviously, he can't demand anything. Like, they can do whatever they want. But, like, wouldn't that be his – and you're right. It would be Rick Spielman's way of saying either, all right, well, you're going to have to get used to this, and this you're going to have to work with this guy to some extent, or at least encourage your offensive staffers to work with this guy. You don't draft Trey Lance, who is, by the way, going to be 20 years old still at draft time. And he only has, like, 300 passing snaps under his belt as a college quarterback. And he hasn't played against – he's super raw, and that's the reason why he would fall in the draft. That's not a guy that you can just, like, let sit holding a clipboard without max development and molding with your offensive staff. You have to work with him. You're going to need Kirk to help him in some ways, which is asking a lot, potentially, right? So I don't know if this works with the current setup, but I'm here for it. I would approve of this because – I think so many times we get so fixated on the next season, what can you do for 2021? Instead of taking a step back and saying, if you want to win a Super Bowl long term, you might have to do something that doesn't exactly help you for this year. You might have to do something that might pay off in 2022 or 23, a contract that's going to be super team friendly for 5 years. I also love on NFL.com. This is the amazing thing about Trey Lance. So they list all of his strengths, right? Like he's a film junkie with a high football
IQ. Who's not? Who's not, right?
Come on! Football!
Makes calls to set his own protections. He has bouncy feet for accelerated pocket setups, which is a good thing.
What's he, Tigger?
He's a play fake aficionado from under center. And all the, they literally list like 15 different strengths, okay?
Yep.
The weaknesses... These are the two top weaknesses, okay, according to NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Inexperienced, and he's only 20 years old.
That's it.
So now there's other things like has a tendency to void the pocket rather than surveying.
Well, yeah, because sometimes
leaves lower half behind, diminishing his drive velocity.
Come on!
Read that again. And
yeah.
Read it slowly.
Yeah, read it slowly.
Leaves lower half behind, diminishing his drive velocity.
Football.
But basically you're saying here that the two biggest weaknesses are things that might not even be weaknesses. Like, yeah, you'd like a guy with more experience. Obviously, it would help you. More of a data set would help you make a more confident decision. But in the 318 pass attempts he has thrown so far in college football, zero interceptions. And I get that it's inferior competition. You're playing at NDSU. You're right. Not playing at Ohio State or something.
Right.
So I don't know. I wouldn't. It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me that he's inexperienced because we're not asking him to start week one in 2021. In fact, you're not even asking him to step on a field in 2021. You're looking for him to develop.
Odds.
If you can. Develop him.
Odds, boys, that if he somehow dropped to 14, that the Vikings take him.
<sighs> 15%.
So if he's there at 14, what is the odds he?
Yeah, like if Prisco's right and he just falls and teams are like, he's good, but we don't know enough. Mm-hmm. And they're picking at 14 and can pass on Trey Lance, can trade the pick to go backwards and then take a defensive player. Or make the pick, the odds that they make the pick. Phil said 15%.
40% they make the pick.
Whoa!
40.
Oh, my God.
You absolutely. It's a possible generational quarterback and a guy you won't have to be throwing in there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think it's 40%.
Oh, I think.
If he's there, because like, he's a consensus top five pick on most big boards, a top 10 pick, I should say, on most big boards. I don't want to say a top five. I don't see any situation where you can just like completely ignore it. I think it's about 40%.
I say 10%. I think they're much more.
I think they're much more likely to leverage that situation to trade back and get a second round pick.
Yep.
But of course, that's been the problem with this franchise forever, which is they're so fixated on how to get from like 8-8 to 10-6 this year that they don't often do the things that they need to do at the quarterback position for long term 10 to 15 year success. Right.
Yes.
And yeah, you're going to whiff. You're going to whiff on Ponder once in a while. Trey Lance probably has a 50 to 70% chance of being a whiff. But he also has like a 25 to 30% chance of being one of the top six or seven quarterbacks in the league for like the next 10 years.
And
And sometimes you have to roll the dice on those odds.
And Phil, I think the difference is this too. The Ponder draft was we have to find a QB. Like, we have to. We absolutely have to. We've got, you know, McNabb we're trying to trade for. I mean, come on, right? This is different in the sense that you have the luxury of this guy not playing, which to me is a huge thing. So if you think the worst thing, and I'm not saying that Ponder was going to be good because he was probably destined to not be good. But the worst thing was what? 5 weeks in, McNabb stinks, and they're like, let's throw the kid in and play him. That hurts you right there. So I think that if you have the ability, and Cousins, you know what, who cares? He's not going to like it. But I think if you have the ability to bring Trey Lance in, have him work with the right people, and Kirk is starting, there should be no question about this is his year to learn. And I know that the fan base, as soon as Kirk struggles, would say play Trey Lance. But if you are the team and you're smart, you've got a year to play with here to develop him. So there's a lot to be said for the potential of the pick if he falls. But I don't see, because of where Mike and Rick are at contractually, I think they trade back if he's there, which I think that there's a very small percentage chance that he would actually fall to 14 anyway.
Yeah. Do you think, let me ask you this. Actually, I have an ownership question in a second. Just a shout out to Federated. Federated is powering this emergency midweek mock.
Reckless.
Where, wow, Pete Prisco has the Vikings drafting Trey Lance. So reckless. If you're a business owner in the state of Minnesota and you're looking for a few things, frontline protection, you're looking for risk management tools, you're looking for peace of mind and a way to maximize the success of your business, Federated is here to help you. They recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. Find out more about how Federated can help your business at federatedinsurance.com or download the app. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. What do you think the Wilfs would want the Vikings to do on the clock? You know, imagine the movie Draft Day when that weird owner is like meddling in every decision, right? Sonny!
Yep.
Sonny!
I'm flying back! And I'll be back in 2 minutes!
The Wilfs are pounding on the war room door. Rick! Yep. Rick! Ziggy's mustache is just curled up. What do you think the Wilfs would want the Vikings to do at pick 14? If you went to the Wilfs and said, listen, guys, we're on the clock. We have 10 minutes. Trey Lance is on the board.
Yeah.
We didn't think he was going to fall this far, but we have to consider this now. He's not going to help us in 2021 win games. He just won't. But he could be our franchise quarterback of the future.
Yeah.
What do you think the Wilfs would want? I think the Wilfs would rather the Vikings trade down and get a piece that can maybe help them win an extra game this year.
I think if they had I think the answer to the question is different depending on who was in charge and who was coach, okay? So I think if they had fired Zim after last year and they had gone to an offensive guy who could sit the Wilfs down and be like, Trey Lance can do this, he can do that, right? Like, there are comparisons with, you know, Mahomes or Wilson, I don't know. I think that the Wilfs would be in and say, oh, this is great, this is fantastic. But because of the people that run their team and the rhetoric that they are probably spewing to the Wilfs, I think that you're right. I think that the Wilfs will say, win now. What's going to win now? And the problem is they've become obsessed year to year being competitive. Instead of what's the track here? What's the crescendo to a title? They are like, you know what? We're always competitive aside from like 1 year or 2 years. We're competitive. Mm-hmm. And so with the way that they've been conditioned to think by this current administration, yes, I think the answer is what's going to help us win as many games as possible in 2021.
There's another factor, and I think Dex will resonate with this too. Like, there's another factor here that we don't really talk about much because we're so fixated, as we should be, on what should the Vikings do to win a Super Bowl. But the other factor here when it comes to Trey Lance being on the board at 14 and whether they should take him or not, it would just be super fun, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it just be super fun if they drafted Trey freaking Lance at 14, if that scenario presented itself?
Also, a Minnesota kid. There's a potentially of a Minnesota kid playing for the Minnesota Vikings at quarterback. Like, I think everyone forgets that. He went to Marshall High School and was the number one quarterback out of the state. And Mr. Row the Boat, P.J. Fleck, said, "I know, I'm going to offer you, I'm going to make you a cornerback." And he said, "Well, peace out, P.J. Fleck. I'm not rowing the boat here." And I respect the hell out of him for that decision.
P.J. Fleck being
my bad. But to the point, though, of the Wills, what would they want to do? Actually, I think they would not be hell-bent on fire if they took Trey Lance at 14. I think they really, we talked about it on Friday's episode of grading the Wills as owners. I think they have trust in Spielman and the scouting room and everything they do. That they put the trust in them. I don't think they would influence this pick at all. And if anything, I think they would back it and they may give you some, you know, owner speak. Of course, we're all supportive of Trey Lance and this selection. I don't think
you're all fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have that mantra. I don't think it'd be a Jerry Jones type of situation.
Well, they wouldn't block it, but I don't think that they'd be excited about it because I think that they have been conditioned now. And look, they are part of what I like about them is, for the most part, they do not make decisions, football decisions, for their people. They empower them, which is a smart thing, right? Mm-hmm. But this current group, Dex, has basically conditioned the Wilfs to think what? Defense. Conditioned them to think, be competitive. Now, I think you talk about a Super Bowl potential there, but you are trying to basically... In the Vikings world, in my opinion, their strategy is let's make the playoffs and then try to make a run from there, right? So they've been conditioned at this point in time by Rick, by Rob, and by Mike, I really believe, to be like, what's going to help us win now? And Trey Lance wouldn't help you win now. But it's an intriguing discussion. And if Eric Bieniemy was now the coach of this team, I really think that the Wilfs then would say, oh, great, quarterback. We'll have our quarterback. But but keep in mind, too, anything that the Vikings do that makes too big of quarterback splash is a reflection on Kirk, who they signed to an extension. And there's a lot of pride there. And there has been a lot of people convincing a lot of people that Kirk can win. And the discussions that we have are not reflective of the discussions, I don't think, that the Vikings have when it comes to Kirk.
I also want to add one more thing here too on this, that it wouldn't be necessarily a direct comparison between who's the better quarterback, a young Trey Lance over the next 3 years or a middle 30s Kirk Cousins. It would be based on their salaries in a salary cap league and what their cap hits are and how good they are, all of those things bundled into one. Which quarterback situation gives your team? People always talk about you can't put quarterback wins and losses on a quarterback. It's a team win and loss. Well, then maybe one guy shouldn't be taking up 22% of your salary cap in 2022, which is what this is headed toward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a young, high upside mobile quarterback who might not be as good as a polished Kirk Cousins, he gives you a better chance because of the $30 million you free up to build a roster that can be a monster over the course of that contract. Before we wrap here, I just pulled up another NFL.com scouting profile here from Quiddy Pay,
okay,
edge rusher from Michigan. You guys want some more football scouting
terms
here?
The juicy stuff.
All right.
Good
hits.
So
according to NFL.com, so Quiddy Pay strengths.
First.
Explosive, twitched up ball of power.
Oh! Football!
Oh, yeah!
That's me after four seltzers on a Friday night. Twitched up ball of power.
He had leverage and leg drive to work across the block post contact.
Football.
Lateral shuffle down the line is as quick as you'll find.
Lateral shuffle.
That's, you know what? That's very important.
Sometimes you just got to try the quick jam. The quick jam. Bam.
Bam.
Just get on. Get on as quick as you can. Boom. Then get off him. And then get ready to dance. Shuffle, slide. Shuffle, slide.
Football!
Football, yeah! Football! You know what we should do?
Football! Get some!
Compile an episode worth of the best scouting reports that have stuff like this. Just the best. I mean, these terms, they are They're so fresh.
We did this on Score North Live last year with Rami and Kyle. We would just read off scouting profiles of current Vikings players, and they would guess them off, and it would be a hilarious, like, hip slide.
But I love the terms.
Quick hands.
I love the terms. He leaves his hips behind.
I'll put some together for you guys for later this week, early next week.
It is football porn. We'll get it done. Like, make no mistake, it is football porn.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, man, here's another one. Has potential for quicker stack and shed with more
what
work.
What does that mean?
Wait, did you say quicker stack and shed?
Stack and shed.
Stack and shed.
That sounds
stack,
like what
shed.
You
this is.
Stack, this sounds shed, like stack, what you shed. Do on a Saturday afternoon in the backyard.
I was going to say the quick.
Watch JPP right here and watch his.
Go ahead.
The quick lateral movement and the shuffle slide, like when life returns back to normal and we can be impacted inside dive bars, that's me trying to orchestrate. He's got quick lateral movement.
I used to have slide. That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Because you got to slide.
Duck in.
Yeah, boom.
Always has cash in hand, ready
to
for
the bar.
Bartender.
To
yes.
the bar. Boom. Yeah, yeah. Right to the bar.
Bam.
Boom.
Watch this throw here to Cameron Brayton. Little quick jab. Little bam. Little punch. Knock him off bounds. You got to change it up. You get the predator off bounds, and then you dance.
Football!
You know what?
Football!
You know what?
Football!
Declan just gave the perfect parallel, because you're right. In day-to-day life, operating in a packed bar to get a drink is basically what Baldy is talking about, right?
It is.
Because the predator, you got to get the predator off balance. The guy at the bar, you got to get him off balance. Boom, boom, excuse me, boom, excuse me, boom.
Quick chin.
And so he's like, oh, and then you move him just a little bit, not too much. He doesn't even know. But you know what? That provides you an opening to the bartender. And you get your, and like Dex said, you get your cash in hand.
Cash high.
Boom. Cash high. Never in your wallet. Never in your pocket. But you got to get the predator, because the predator, there's nothing worse than dude bro at the bar hitting on a girl. And you just want
to get a
drink.
Paying with the card. Drink with the card. So a $6 fee. Yeah. He's got to sign the.
Is this so right? And you know what? Post pandemic, no one's going to pay cash except for me.
Okay.
It's a wrap on Purple Daily today. And your bar and dating
advice. The predator.
See you guys tomorrow.